do it, different positions, and who's going to be on the team and who's not going to be on the team. I'm really not going to address, you know, any type of roster moves. You know, there's still some things that we got to get done, you know, tomorrow by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So I'm really gonna hold off on making any kind of comments on the roster moves until we make those things official, and then I'll be free to comment on it after that.
Coach, you had mentioned that you were going to wait to look at the tape to see a little bit more on what Pryor did. Did anything stand out to you about his day?
Well, you know, what Pryor did was he created some things with his feet. He did a nice job of being able to scramble out of some things and made a few plays on the move, and that's really one of the things that he has the ability to do. You know, there's still some young mistakes that he made in the game, and some things that we got to get corrected and get fixed. But the one thing that he's able to do is he is able to you know, to create on the move and use his feet as a weapon.
Do you like having that kind of athleticism in your starting quarterback? Backwards question.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, you want your quarterback to be able to make plays, all right? And it really doesn't matter what the box score says at the end of the game, how many yards they ran for, how many completions they had. What it really boils down to is how do they move the team, and are we effective, and do we score enough points? And really, that's the one thing that I'm the most concerned with.
How did you feel Manelik Watson played now that you got to see the tape?
You know, after watching the tape, I was impressed. I thought he looked very comfortable over there. I thought he played hard. I thought he played, you know, physical, which was something that I wanted to see. I wanted to see if he would play physical and finish. I thought he did that. You know, obviously there's still a lot of growth potential there, but I think for a first time out, for a guy that hasn't played in that position, in that environment, I thought he handled himself extremely well.
Did it surprise you how well he played, considering that lack of experience?
You know, I don't know that it surprised me a whole lot. I thought that he would do well. You know, because he is he's a very good athlete, and he's a big, powerful man. He just hasn't played the position a lot, and he's got to go through the growing process over there. I thought it was great for him to be able to get out there and go through that process and kind of prepare himself for what it might look like on opening day.
You said last night that you knew who the starting quarterback would be. Have you told the quarterback?
No.
Decision yet?
No.
Okay.
When do you think you plan to tell them?
Well, I think that answer is going to come sooner rather than later.
Is Seal Moore's toe a problem that could hurt him for the opener?
Well, he went out and was able to move around today. Obviously, we haven't ruled him out. You know, I think we have to wait and see where he's at. Probably Monday when we get back out on the field, see, you know, how close, if he's ready to get back on the field or how close he is, to really have a better determination as to, you know, kind of what we think his game day status might be for opening day. I think guys that obviously we've, you know, got to see. David Allsbury would be a guy that we've got to see where he's at as far as his availability for opening day. Tony Bergstrom injured his foot in the game the other night, and I don't know the total extent to where that's at, but it, you know, it looks to be a significant foot deal. So we're going to continue to evaluate that and see exactly where he's that, but I would anticipate that he's going to miss some time.
They got Brizell back out there. Is it conceivable that Nix goes back to the left and Brizell can come in on the right? I mean, is that an option?
Yeah, that's an option. That's conceivable.
Did Brizell play okay?
Brizell did pretty good. You know, I think having some time off, you know, I think he wore down after, you know, towards the end. But I thought initially he went in there and played pretty well. I mean, Mike Brizell, he's a pro, and he understands, you know, and knew that he needed to go into the game and play pretty well. And I thought he did that.
Coach, it seemed like when the first unit was in, when you'd go into your nickel package, you would bring DJ in, put him on the outside, and then have Tracy slide from the outside into the slot. Could you foresee doing that during the regular season, that type of rotation? And do you think that Tracy's capable of kind of going from one spot to the next, given how different those two positions are?
Yeah, well, Tracy's been in there before, and he's done some work in there before. He hasn't been exclusively a nickel corner, because really both the places that he's been before, had some pretty good players that could go in there and play. And so he spent a lot more time on the outside, but he's always worked in there. Even when I had him in New Orleans, he was a guy that worked in there as a backup nickel player. So he's a guy that I got confidence that can go in there and play inside in the slot. And that's kind of the direction I see us going right now.
You say your level of interest in players off other teams when the waiver process begins will be more than last year, or same as last year, or does it change year to year?
Depends on who those guys that are coming off the waiver wire or who gets released. I would say that we're definitely going to be looking at the waiver wire. We're definitely going to be paying attention to who gets released, and we're going to be active in trying to acquire anybody that we feel like can help us be a better football team.
Coach, is there a certain way that you like to construct your practice squad, meaning that you obviously need certain positions for your scout team and certain easy like replacements, like maybe a wide receiver, a cornerback? Do you have a basic structure for how you want to fill out those eight spots?
Well, I think, you know, the philosophy really is kind of the same as the way we go about constructing the 53-man roster. I mean, you go into this thing always with a preconceived idea of how many people you want to keep at each different position, and then how many practice squad guys do you want at each different position. But what ultimately happens, and I feel like it's the best way to do it, is you try to get the best collection of football players and talented players, and what you don't want to do is keep a guy on the 53-man roster just because you got to keep 9 defensive linemen or 6 linebackers or whatever the case may be. And it's the same way with the practice squad. I mean, we've got to have a certain number of players to be able to get through practice. But we really look at the practice squad more as a developmental process of developing young players that could potentially make their way onto the 53-man roster, and not just so much how can we get through practice.
How would you assess the camp and the preseason of Andre Carter?
I think there's been some things that I think that Andre's done really good. Obviously, I don't know that he was able to get after the passer as much as we would have liked, but he was real solid in run support. He played extremely hard. He was a great mentor and leader in that defensive line room. So I thought there were some good things, but also I think there's some things that he's got to try to get better at.
Haskins is known more as a run stuffer. You had mentioned that you brought him in to help with the run game, but he seemed to be rushing the passer a lot in that game. Did you guys just turn him loose and say go up to the quarterback?
Well, I don't know that we just turned him loose and said get after the quarterback, but I think, you know, Pat's a run stopper. All right, that's the thing that he excels at. Pat's a guy that can rush the passer. Pat's got to put his mind to it that he wants to go and rush the passer. And I think you saw at times the other night that when he sets his mind to it, he really can go out there and do it. And the thing with Pat is we got to get him. He's missed a lot of training camp, so we got to get him into shape so he can play a significant amount of plays, and we can put him in there in more pass rush situations.
Coach, are you of the belief that if you have a disruptive defensive tackle, like that's really a spot where he may have zero tackles, but he makes everybody else around him better? Do you foresee Pat having that type of an impact where maybe his numbers aren't great, but he helps everybody else do their job?
Well, yeah, and I would say that you know, when you look at a nose tackle, which that's what Pat primarily plays, you know, those guys aren't going to have gaudy numbers as far as sacking the quarterback, as far as making a ton of tackles. But the key is do they do their job? Are they consistent? Are they disruptive inside? Do they make the opponents have to account for them as far as the run game and the protection game? And those are the things that you look at. You know, there's you know, that position in and of itself generally you know, doesn't allow for, you got to do a lot of dirty work, and it doesn't necessarily allow for, you know, just a ton of production from a number standpoint.
Is Kipping four quarterbacks a possibility?
Well, I'd say that it's a possibility. We'll see. You know, again, we still got a lot of there's several transactions we still got to make, so we'll continue to look at that until we got to make that decision.
How do you think Tyler did last night?
Well, I think he looked like he hadn't gotten a lot of playing time. But I, you know, I thought he had some command in the huddle, and I thought he did some good things. But I thought he missed some throws that he had an opportunity to make, but I did think it was good for him as far as the growth process of getting a chance to get back in there and play.
If we can just go back to Menelik real quick, do you foresee him in your immediate plan at left tackle? I mean, could he conceivably start or play heavy snaps against the Colts?
Yeah, absolutely he could.
Okay. Can I rephrase it? Will he start against the Colts?
Say that again.
I'm just saying, could I rephrase that and say, will he start against the Colts?
Yeah, you can say that. I would anticipate that Menelik Watson will be our starting left tackle for the opening game.
You mentioned that you didn't get a really good judge on the offense in the game because they only got 19. They only got 19 snaps, so they couldn't really get into rhythm. Would you say that was more a product of the Seahawks being able to control the clock or the offense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it was 2-1 time of possession in the first half. You know, and it's hard to get in a great rhythm. You know, I thought defensively, you know, we let them move the ball down the field, but we made them have to kick a bunch of field goals. All right, so the positive is we held them to